Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
You're listening to the Common Fan Podcast. A Husker football podcast for the common fan, by the common fan.
Hey, it's the Common Fan Podcast. I am TJ Burkle, as always, with Maddie Owens Sr. and Geoff in Lincoln. We just put out, or are going to put out, the Las Vegas Bowl game recap episode. We were so distraught in talking about Nebraska's performance in the Las Vegas Bowl that we completely failed to do corn cobs. And that was just an oversight on our part. That's something we always do. We always hand out corn cobs after every game.
Yes, indeed.
And we're going to stick with our tradition and hand out the corn cobs for the Las Vegas Bowl, because there were some young guys who did play well. And we talked about a couple of those guys in the full episode. So this will just be a brief corn cob only supplement to the Las Vegas Bowl recap episode, but we want to make
Which is really perfect, because you know there's so many people that really just tune in for the corn cobs.
That's probably true.
So actually, those people are going to be ecstatic.
I actually really hope that's not true, but anyway.
I do too.
The corn cob segment is brought to you by the Nebraska Farm Bureau, the largest agricultural organization in the state with more than 56,000 members. For over a century, Farm Bureau has supported Nebraska's farm and ranch families, but their impact stretches far beyond the field. They grow leaders, amplify voices at the Capitol, and strengthen communities across our state. Agriculture is the backbone of Nebraska. When it thrives, we all thrive. Join Nebraska Farm Bureau today at nefb.org. Matty O, who did you like?
I didn't realize this until we were trying to figure out collectively who should receive these corn cobs. I'm going to go defensive side, which is kind of surprising. You know, the defense didn't do the best, but there were some young guys that I was kind of excited to see play. And one of those guys is Caleb Benning, Husker legacy, son of Damon. Caleb had 13 tackles. I kind of saw him zipping all over the field. Excuse me. So again, it was good to see him play. I noticed him a couple of times and was excited to see him in there, but good to see Caleb. I think he's probably a future starter, if not next season, then surely the season after that. And I don't think we have to worry as much about him bolting for the portal, because there is some actual family loyalty there, unlike certain other former Huskers in their family. So Caleb Benning, corn cob, and I hope it's the first of many, young man.
You don't have to name names. We know that. We know.
I didn't say anything.
I know. We know.
Great call out on the young guys, Matty O. Vincent Shavers Jr., who's a favorite of this.
He's coming back.
He's coming back. He was second on the team in tackles with 9. Donovan Jones, who kind of broke out in last year's bowl game as, I think, a true freshman last year, had 8 tackles. And then Justin Rett, another young guy, had 6 tackles. And I think he actually left a little bit early with an injury. But great to see the young guys bust out. And congratulations, Caleb, on your first corn cob. Geoff, what about you?
I think it's pretty obvious, like, what area of the team probably deserves it most, because they had some sort of production, whether it be very little at the beginning. They did start off hot. Emmett's not here anymore, so we got to find somebody else to kind of ride this thing through with. So I went with Isaiah Mosey, Stat-wise, he had 32 yards rushing, 48 yards receiving. Not exactly Hollywood common fans, but we'll take what we can get, right? So
yeah.
I'm going with Isaiah Mosey stepping up and filling the shoes and the very, very large shoes of our recently departed Emmett Johnson. We miss you, Emmett.
Yeah. And he played, he lined up and played some receiver in the bowl game too, I think, which is nice to have a guy that's versatile to be able to do that. Cause I didn't realize until like the game that Isaiah Hunter didn't play. Right. So, so we're thin at receiver. It's nice to have a guy that can step outside and do that and then come in and get some carries in the backfield. So,
well, and I feel like pick, Jeff. We talked about this before the bowl game. Mosey in particular was recruited as a receiver. It is not all those guys like to go into the backfield and take a pounding as a running back, right?
Hollywood.
So he has been willing to do it this season. He looks pretty good doing it. I think they're going to have him keep doing it.
Yeah.
And so if he's a guy who can be versatile and could keep developing as a running back, but also you can line him up in the slot or you can line him up as a wide receiver. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can catch the ball as a wide receiver. That's pretty freaking valuable.
Yeah.
And so hopefully we continue to see a lot more from, I know they've been high on him for a long time, I think since fall camp, if not before. And so, good call, Jeff. Good call.
Thank you.
I think these are first up to all three of these guys. Does that sound right?
I think they might be.
Did we give Mekhi Nelson one once before? I feel like
I can't remember.
I'm going to be honest.
We need, you know what, Jeff, in the off season, Jeff, your project will be.
I'll keep an Excel spreadsheet of all the corn cobs.
Generate a spreadsheet with all the corn cobs.
Sure. I'll get that TPS report on your desk by next week.
That would be terrific. Mm-hmm. That would be terrific, Jeff. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry. And I hadn't even said mine yet. But mine is Mekhi Nelson, 12 carries for 88 yards. He had, a touchdown, and he busted out on that long run. I was the first or second drive, 38 yards, for long run, average 7.3 yards per carry. And just, you know, we talked about it on the full episode, guys, but just really encouraging. Those guys would come in relief of Emmett during the season, and it would feel like we had lost something, so to speak. And I don't mean, you know, I don't want to knock those guys, but it felt like, but then I think some of that also, like, it was fair to say we just didn't get to see enough of those guys, all three of those guys,
or excuse me,
the running backs in particular, Nelson, Mosey, and Quentin Ives, because all again,
for a good reason.
Yeah, sure, right. Because Emmett's amazing. Yeah. So anyway, good to see that there's some hope there. There's some promise in that running back room. We'll see what they do in the portal. I think it would help to add proven production in the running back room in the portal. But you have to feel, you know, Rule said in his postgame press conference that was the position he was least worried about going into the bowl game. It turns out they were right on that one. And we kind of lost it, or I lost it during the full episode. Everyone listen, about how, you know, I'm not sure we can trust these coaches on anything anymore. but they were right on that one. And we know we can trust them on other things too. You know, I've already calmed down since.
It's good to see you've calmed down since the last time we chatted, TJ.
I've calmed down a little bit.
No more than 30 minutes ago.
Okay, so sorry again for just totally spacing on corn cobs. We just dove right into our anger.
Yeah.
We dove right into our anger.
Into the dark side.
But please do make sure to check out the full episode. Matty O, did you have something to say? You look like you have something to say.
No, I'm good. I just think that, you know, you started out with such a great intro on the full episode that I think it just set us not off the rails, because it kind
we're
of went off, we went off script.
Off script.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is something that Nebraska football's offense could do better at. Really, is do better off script.
You just came up with that right now, you sly SOB.
I did.
That was good.
Very good. So sorry about that. And we want to thank a special thank you to the Nebraska Farm Bureau for sponsoring the corn cob segment for all of the 2025 season. Very proud to be in some small way representing the many farm and ranch families from across the state. It was very special for all of us. I know at least Matty O and I have farming roots. Geoff, I'm not totally sure about you. I don't know much about you, Geoff. But
he's an engagement farmer.
Yeah, exactly.
For the Jim Rohn podcast.
Jeff has inside Nebraska. We're the Langenberg family, small town USA. My grandparents, they owned a farm. They owned a farm.
Were they potato farmers?
What?
Were they potato farmers?
They had some livestock there. You know,
why do you ask
things,
that, TJ?
Things like that.
No special reason.
Excuse me. I don't know. What are you trying to get at, TJ? What are you trying to get at?
No special reason.
Don't ruin this corn cob segment now. All right. It was going well. It was beautiful. You're ruining it. Don't do that.
Well, I'm excited. I mean, that means all three of us have farm. You could probably say that about just about 99% of Nebraskans. There's some sort of farming in the family history or in the background. And we just love our farmers. Farmers are feeding the world.
Free farm, too.
Keep doing what you're doing. You want to talk about taking risk? Farmers know a little something about taking risks, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, they put it on the line. So we appreciate our farmers. We appreciate Nebraska Farm Bureau.
100%. Special shout out to the Nebraska Farm Bureau. We love you. Mm. Love you all.
Yes.
All right, Comet fans, make sure to check out the full episode. Thanks for hanging with us. Be kind to each other, Comet fans. We'll be back at you soon. In the meantime, as always, GBR for life.
Holy moly! Man, woman, and child did that. Put them in the aisles.
And Nebraska takes the lead. And the national championship is Nebraska's.